Tucker Carlson said something really interesting, though. Kind of makes me wonder if some of his people might be listening to Archaics. Of course, I'm not taking credit for anything Tucker Carlson said. It's just a coincidence. But the man was showed up on somebody else's show after he had been ousted from whatever, you know, his little pedestal as the last conservative hero. I don't know. But Tucker Carlson, his answer was very interesting. And he said, listen, whatever you do in life, do not throw away your hardback books. Do not throw away your history books. And the host of the show asked him, yeah, well, you know, well, it's a good thing to keep books, you know, keep our stuff. And Tucker was adamant. He says, we were all told a lie when they brought the internet to the public. We were all made to believe that information was going to be at our fingertips and that we were going to have all the information we needed. We can go in any direction we needed, but it was all untrue. Tucker Carlson said the exact same thing I've been telling you guys. The internet, from the beginning, was all about the control of information. Yeah, there's a lot to be learned, but listen, this is the phenomenon that people have come across when they come across Archaics. Many people have come to the Archaics channel, listened to 10, 15, 20 minutes of a video, hit that wall of cognitive dissonance because nothing here comports with anything they have ever been raised to believe. All these wild internet theories, they don't make sense. And they're chasing, people are just jumping from theory to theory to theory, and nothing really just grabs a hold of them. They're all very interesting, but they all kind of lead to nowhere. Very few people are applying logic trained and trying to figure out, you know, the chain of custody on data and information and trying to turn data points into data sets. Then they come to Archaics and they find that all this has been done for them. They just have to be patient and get through the presentations. And it is so alien to anything that they have ever come in contact with, things they have never heard. Many people go away for the simple fact is, you're the only one in the world talking about the Phoenix phenomenon. It got to be untrue. You made that shit up. They don't want to look at the sources. They don't want to see how far the sources go back, how prolific they are. How many hundreds and hundreds of data points had to get put together for just one data set? But the Phoenix phenomenon is supported by multitudes of data sets. So, and it's not only the Phoenix phenomenon, there's many other topics that we discuss in Archaics, and they're all interrelated. These, how this holography is actually the framework of ancient and modern calendars, and how calendars aren't what we think they are. So how all these calendars were brought into existence in retrospect, and there are none that actually started on their year one dates. No, they're all started way later and then backdated to an approximate date when the people employing that calendar believed a certain event occurred. And ordinarily, it's a certain event that is entirely hearsay. The entire YouTube-scape and internet is absolutely full of garbage research, and this was the full intent of the creation of the internet itself. It's a control mechanism, and that control mechanism is the same thing it's the same thing that Charles Hoy Fort warned us about. It is when the government throws a lot of variables out there, and they know many of them are interesting. And they have imaginative individuals in government, in these think tanks, and they come up with these concepts. And sometimes other concepts and theories are created to support the ones that have already been put out there. This is all by design. And every decade, more and more of these theories are promoted and put out. And sometimes individuals not connected to government, they put out some interesting theories and stuff. And then government operatives empower them. Then all of a sudden you find out, damn, how is this little troll here who has some weird idea all of a sudden funding all these trips to all these exotic places where he can go talk about them when he's got almost hardly no subs and no viewership? Who's paying for all that all of a sudden when he's steady putting out all this stuff and attacking people? This goes on platforms everywhere. The control systems are threatened by individuals that come around and are able to examine a premise and to expose its falsity. It's very easy to do. And it's very easy to do simply by asking the right questions. We don't need to do a lot of research. Every theory promoted across YouTube and all these other platforms can simply be scrutinized by asking the right questions. And when those promoting those ideas, concepts, and theories cannot answer, you know, in a sufficient way that a reasonable trier of fact would be able to agree, then it's just hearsay. It's make-believe. It's fantasy. It's like believing in 7,000 invisible cloaked ships of the Galactic Federation just waiting on Trump's call. They're just waiting. They've been in orbit since 2020. They're just up there floating around, hiding behind the moon, waiting for Donald Trump to give them that signal, the bat signal, so they can go into full-scale drop ships, drop shuttles, Independence Day all over again. Yeah, you don't see Galactic Federation stuff is starting to get kind of fade away on YouTube, or they've all blocked me and I no longer see any of their videos. I used to see their videos all the time until I started mentioning them. Then also, I think maybe all those hosts of those channels probably started blocking me, and now I just don't see any of their videos pop up anymore. But it's a ridiculous theory. It's adult fantasy, and it's something that you need to divorce yourself from if this is anything that you've entertained. But yeah, it's Tucker Carlson's comment is very real. So I was impressed by listening to it. He's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. The internet. This is the value of the Archaics research. I know a lot of my newer listeners here have never heard me say this because it's been a while. It's been a while. But all my Archaics veterans know my first 300 videos, I used to hammer it into you guys. You have to remember. All my published books, all my unpublished books, my free and paid for PDFs of research, my whole super pack, all my research notes, every video on Archaics, everything, not one single data point taken from an internet source. Remember, guys, always the original books and reports. And that's the value of Archaics. This is why what you find in Archaics when I am describing historical events like 1347, you've heard every theory in the world. You guys have heard every theory in the world before I ever even got out of prison. Before I ever started a YouTube channel, you guys were already exposed to every theory in the world as to what the Great Black Death Plague really was. You were. And then you watch an Archaics video and you hear something totally new. In the Archaics video, you hear that the historians of the day in 1350, 1352, 1370s, the people that were alive during the Great Black Death Plague, they don't agree with what the modern historians after World War II say happened in the Great Plague. Because after the Nuremberg trials, all the references to the Great Black Death Plague say the same thing. They say that infected rats on ships from China and India entered the European ports and the plague spread like wildfire from the coast to the interior. That is not what the historical record says in the 14th century AD. In the 1300s, those historians said that all over Europe, people saw strange cigar-shaped objects floating through the sky, and out of their bellies, they issued forth a putrid mist. And that mist got whole communities sick deep in the interior of Europe. Not on the coastal cities and ports. No. And in other eyewitness reports, cigar-shaped objects appeared in the sky, and their bellies opened, and out of their bellies fell to the ground the chopped-up, decomposed, putrid body parts and bones of all different kinds of forest animals, as if something scooped up a whole bunch of forest animals in one area, compressed them in a chamber, chopped them up like a blender, and then let them putrefy for weeks in that contained environment. And then, when it was sufficiently poisoned enough, turned it into a mist and sprayed Europe. Or dumped the plague-borne body parts all over a forest area near a town. This is the historical record. This is what you heard from Archaics. And over and over and over and over, I have provided many, many examples in my earlier videos as to what you heard on the internet is not what was known in the historical record prior to the Nuremberg trials. The publications after the Nuremberg trials are fundamentally different to what was published before. We'll take another case in point. Many of you are familiar with the 1908 Tunguska blast explosion that you are told was a bolide. Now, a bolide can be a comet, it can be an asteroid, it can be a meteorite. But that's not what it was. But this is what you're told in all the ancient mysteries books, all the modern mysteries books, all the unsolved mysteries, all across the ancient alien spectra. Everything tells you that this was some type of natural object that came in and just detonated and blew up. But that's not what the eyewitnesses saw. The eyewitness reports from Russia are explicit. Many people saw this object, and they watched as this object detonated into a bright light and then dimmed to a low light and then traveled for a while. Then it changed directions twice before it found one of the most remote areas in all of Siberia before it detonated. Almost as if it specifically tried to stay away from all thickly populated areas. This is what the eyewitness reports were. This is what the Russian scientists collected, but it's not what's reported after World War II. The histories are different. But in 1908, that's what was seen. Eyewitness reports, it changed direction. No asteroid, no bolide of any material, no comet could ever enter our atmosphere and change directions. Not once, but twice. And basically target the area that it wanted to detonate. Yeah, that didn't happen. You've heard of King Mithridates of Pontus, one of my early videos, the poison king. Doesn't make any sense. He's about to do what every other country in the world wanted to do. He wanted to humble the Romans. He was about to do it. Everything was going in his favor. He had already succeeded in one of the greatest massacres of Roman citizens and slave owners the world had ever seen. It shocked the Roman Empire. He became the number one enemy of the Roman Republic at the time, of the Roman Republic. Mithridates of Pontus, the kingdom of Pontus on the Black Sea. Mithridates IV, he was called the Poison King. Yeah, he did that, and he did it without an army. And when he finally had an army joined by Tigranes of Armenia and many others besides, all kinds of armies from cultures from the Black Sea that the Romans knew very little about, he had a massive amount of army, and as soon as he's about to meet the legions of the Romans and he's about to hand them their asses, something falls from the sky and detonates between both armies. It is not the first time it happened. The Chinese have similar reports, and so do the Syrians. Guys, there's something that guides human affairs, and if it doesn't want something to happen, it creates a situation. This is what you find over and over and over in the Archaics presentations. And I understand many of you have not gone back and watched my earlier videos, and that's okay. That's okay. But it's in those earlier videos where I show you a whole different series of events that was recorded by the people of the time and not in the history books published after World War II. It's totally different. Tucker Carlson is not wrong. In 1989, when they commercialized the internet, by 1990 and 91, they were uploading a tremendous amount of data to the internet, but they very carefully uploaded what they wanted the public to know. And they were very, very generous with allowing the private sector to upload all the material for which they knew was false. But they wanted that falsity promoted. Yeah, one of them is the whole alien invasion idea. So all the X-Files type material was uploaded to the internet. Everything, all the Fox Mulder type material, X-Files, anything dealing with aliens being a presence in the world, anything dealing with UFO abductions and all that, the government loved that stuff, and they let people's imaginations run wild. They loved the Series V. They loved the movies Independence Day. Throughout the whole lifetime of the internet, as the internet becomes more and more prolific and more people begin to engage in it, all these wild theories are exploding, and the controllers, they love it because it's all misdirection. But in the archaics research, you see a totally different fundamental. You see a totally different series of events unfolding. And that is that a very ancient human-hating race is living in our underworld. And they're technologically advanced, and they share that technology with the controllers of human empires on the surface from time to time when it suits their needs. And they are the ones that allow for the propagation of the false idea of alien invasion or alien species coming through our atmosphere, because we're in a containment field, and there's nothing going in and out that. The internet has done a fantastic job of showing CGI images that are basically computer generated images of what telescopes are claiming to see in the color spectrum, like the Hubble telescope and all these other observatories all around the world. All these images go through CGI filters before we're allowed to see them. And for a long time, many of us fell prey to that, and we believed in all that. But now most of us are coming on board with the idea that we're in like a Dyson shell containment field, and that the sky is not real at all. It's exhibited more than enough phenomena in the last 500 years to demonstrate its falsity, that it is a multi-tiered hologram that is able to produce phenomena that we perceive as real when it's not. And the internet has pushed all these theories of alien invasion and alien abduction when the abductions are real. The implants are real. Believe me, guys, I got videos about Dr. Stephen Greer. The implants are real. I have read and seen his research and the videos of him removing those implants and how they act with sentience and how they have these armored biosacs that actually move away from the scalpel with intelligence. Yeah, guys, it's crazy. And then the human abduction phenomenon, the Close Encounters of the Third Kind in 1962 begins to be promoted. And then before that, 1947, the controllers needed to stage UFO crashes to perpetuate the idea that aliens are coming from space in the skies. It was all BS. Every bit of that was staged. The whole Area 51 deal, all that material came from the underworld. They've been down there all along. They're trapped here too. And then my Dark Realities video, this has disturbed many people. I even redid it. I digitally remastered that video. And now it's an old video too. I've done so many videos since then. But for those who haven't listened to it, I encourage you to go back and listen to Dark Realities Remastered. And I'm giving you basically the holography of our world, explaining to you exactly where you are and what's going on. It's all in one video. Dark Realities Remastered. So Tucker Carlson reveals a shocking truth. Keep your old books because they're the only thing that's real. Internet. Total control of information. Remember, guys, I've already told you, I found, and I've showed you, I have found a few instances where the books after World War II don't say the same thing as the books prior to World War II. Tucker Carlson's not lying. Internet was designed to control information, not to disseminate it. I mean, think about it. Every time Jason releases a video, if the word Anuna or Anunnaki's in it, what does Wikipedia do? YouTube puts a wiki link. Yeah, they're always trying to control the narrative, trying to control the information. They like to put those tags under there because the collective, when they come across those videos, they see that tag under the video and automatically dismiss it as bullshit. That's why it's there. That's why they put those there. It's like a stop sign. You don't need to see nothing here. It's all bullshit. And they move on. That's the intent. Tucker Carlson wasn't wrong. The internet was designed to control the flow of information. And it's done a fantastic job of creating theory after theory after theory after theory to keep people busy so they don't ever just stop and start researching things that are pre-World War II. Man, you know what? I just want to get some, I want to go into a library. I want to go through the card catalog. I'm going to find all the books that are from the 1910s and 20s, and I want to see what they got to say about world history and all that compared to what you find on the internet. Tucker Carlson is what inspired this video. It's what he said in that interview. He says, keep your old books because it's the only thing that's really real. Yeah, total admission that the entire internet is full of falsified information. It's crazy. Don't get me wrong. There's good things to be found. There are. But ordinarily, it was individuals doing research of older things that uploaded them to the internet. The controllers didn't. But the controllers do a really good job. Like, try to do a Google search on anything that you really want to research. Oh, my God. All the sponsored stuff comes up first. And then the Google-supported stuff comes up first. But you got to remember who owns Google. Same person. You know, Google owns YouTube. Same people. Yeah. Got to understand, they've been doing this for a long time. A long time.